If you're looking for the podcast that can relate to most of your struggles in romantic relationships, tell you the truth about the hows to get better and the whys, and still keep it 100 with you, the Talk with Yaks podcast has got you covered. Welcome to the Talk with Yaks podcast this evening on Anchor by Spotify, and we are starting right about now. Hello everyone, nice to have you join me once again, and this is the Talk with Yaks podcast, and I am Y-A-K-S, and I sure do hope you are doing fine, and I sure do hope your spouse is doing fine also, and if you are single, I hope you are doing fine all by yourself, alright? So, there is much to talk about today, so let's just get started. You know, this was inspired by a conversation I had with someone a few weeks ago, so I decided to, you know, bring it to you guys. Yeah, and I know you're going to learn a lot. And firstly, I should tell you this, it's going to be a two-part series, by the way, so you might want to brace up for this one. All right, so the title of today's episode of the Talk with Yaks podcast is Ways to Make Talking Stage Easier. Yeah, the ways to make talking stage the ways to make talking stage easier. Okay, so I believe that the world has seen a lot of changes over the years, and some have been positive while others have been negative. However, the dating world hasn't been left out, as we have seen some changes that we did not know were a possibility a few years ago. Let's say 20, 30, 40 years ago. We didn't see that coming. Yeah, sure. Which is why every generation... let me not go ahead of myself. We'll get there. So, every now and then, you know, now and then, new words are introduced. And if you fail to update yourself, you may find yourself wondering what they mean. Yeah. It seems to me that every generation comes up with its own words regarding a certain thing that might have been in existence long before its arrival. Mm-hmm. So for us millennials, or the Generation Y folks, yeah, that's where I fall, those words weren't used in our days. And I'm sure you might be wondering what words I'm speaking about. Relax, I've caught you, okay? Just stay with me. But the fact remains that whether we used them or not doesn't mean we didn't experience that phase. Probably ours wasn't as confusing as theirs, speaking of this current generation. Yeah, because you would have to explain some kinds of some things to older generations, you know, probably because of the change terminology that may not actually mean that they did not experience it, but just the change of name, you know, could mean like, what's that? Oh, that's why sometimes we explain some things to your parents, like, that wasn't what we called it back in the day, you know, something like that. I'm just trying to buttress what I said earlier, you know, talking about every now and then when new words are introduced, and if you fail to update yourself, you might be wondering what they mean. So yeah, that's the whole thing. All right, so speaking about the phases now, but just this particular phase called the talking stage phase, it's a phase we must all pass through before finding the one. Yeah, if you're not in the business of finding the one, then this is not for you. But if you are in the business of finding the one, stay with me, please. And these days, it seems to be stressing people out because of how things have turned out to be. So usually these days, many want to skip that phase and move on to the next phase. But if there's one thing I can tell you, is that it is going to be catastrophic. Yeah, that's the word that just came to my mind. Mm-hmm. Stay with me, please. There've been many questions surrounding this whole talking stage thing, you know. So just in case you've been thinking about what words I've been talking about, you know, there you have it. It's the talking stage. Yeah, talking stage. Now, so one of the most repeated questions everywhere I looked, all the people I spoke to, was how long should the talking stage last? And another was one of the questions again was questions to ask a guy or a girl during the talking stage, that sort of thing. And also, but there was this one that caught my attention, you know, and here's the question: should you be in the talking stage with more than one person at a time? This, I tell you, is a tricky and interesting question. Some might say yes, because I wouldn't use the word interview, but I was speaking to people, but just having, you know, these are random discussions, you know. Some were of the opinion yeah, others were like no, and they give their reasons. I'll explain as we go on. Well, hopefully I will attempt to answer some of these questions within the time frame, as I always say, given to me, and give you tips to help make this phase easier for you. You remember, that's the whole goal, to bring you into a new level of understanding. And if you've already have the understanding, good and fine. No knowledge is wasted. Yeah, so just stay with me. There's so many things you would, you know, by the end of this episode, so many things you get to understand, all right? I'm here to demystify a lot of things for us. So as I mentioned earlier, excuse me, this is one stage people dread, probably because of ugly past experiences or awful stories told by friends, family members, or even those they might have read on the internet. Now listen to me. If there's one thing I've come to understand about this, about life, is that while it is sometimes good to hear such kinds of stories, because with them comes learning and wisdom, we must be careful not to accept that ours will be like theirs in the end, even before we begin. That's so true. You know, it's like saying, I know that I will be defeated before the game kicks off. I mean, who does that? That is a defeatist mindset. And that is what you should never have. Instead, you should embrace the victor's mentality. You know, is what you should adopt from now on if you've been stuck in that or the wrong mindset. Okay, so please. So in other words, your life is not theirs. Your story, your life's story, is different from theirs. So permit yourself to write your own story, please. Okay, I just needed to put that out there, because there's this fear, there's this intense fear in the atmosphere, you know, especially most of the guys and the girls I spoke with. They were just, you know, I could sense this fear, but I'm not about to go into that. That's going to take us somewhere I do not want to go to. But hopefully, one of these days, we'll look into that. So, on the other hand, some stories are inspiring, yeah, concerning this whole talking stage thing. And I have read about some good stories. Yeah, I recently read about one also, but I'm not about to go into the whole thing. But so what I'm trying to say is, let such inspiring stories fill you with hope for a better end. That's all I'm just trying to drive home tonight for you guys. All right, so this talking stage can sometimes be ambiguous and often emotionally exhausting, but it all depends on who you are talking with. Yeah, and I will explain more as we move on. Yeah, because the truth is, there are folks that you meet and they smoothen things for you, and there are others who just can't help but complicate things. You know, sometimes primarily because of the lack of understanding, or let's say selfish reasons, like we discussed in the previous episode. So I suppose you must have known that there is a close relationship between what we discussed the last time and today's episode. And what we discussed last time was defined relationships. Okay, so they are closely linked. So stay with me, please. So if we say that this whole pre-dating phase, which means one that precedes a more serious relationship, is the talking stage, then here's my question. What are the others that stretch on into indefinite situationship zones called? That's a good one, isn't it? And I know that many people are in this category. Now, these are the types that will eventually become emotionally exhausting. This is the one thing I can guarantee you will happen. And remember, I spoke about this briefly last time I was here, particularly the whole defined relationship podcast. So if you haven't listened to that one, please go back. Please just go back and listen to it. It's much loaded, right? So emotionally exhausting because it is like a pseudo relationship, you know, one that looks like a relationship, but it's not really a relationship, you know, characterized by texting, calling, and even calling each other pet names. Trust me, bruv, I've seen it. Oh, good Lord, have mercy. You know, calling each other pet names, and other times characterized by some form of intimacy, or let's say PDA, but then leaves one or both people confused because there is little or no commitment at all. And a romantic relationship is not a romantic relationship if there is no commitment to a certain level. So these leaves one or both people wondering, what are we? And okay, let me just say this in passing. I remember one, there was this time I asked, I asked a friend of mine, what are you guys again? And she couldn't even answer. You know, we had the same friend. So I was like, what are you guys again? And I asked the other person, what are you guys again? And they couldn't answer. That was when this realization, it was like I opened their eyes to something, you know. Our feelings can actually get the better of us if we're not careful. And you hear people then ask this question, what are we again? What are we doing? You know, therefore, this adds a whole new level of complexity to something that is already confusing. Believe me, it is. Have I been there before? No, I've never been in this confusing state before now, but trust me, I've had my challenges, all right? And you notice that I kept on saying one or both people. Yeah. Now, the reason is that one may be sincere and want to see things get more serious, that is, to the proper relationship phase, and the other simply just wants things to stay this way. Already there's a level of mismatched goals, aims or priorities, whatever you call it. So they just want to wallow in this vague phase for God knows how long. Now sometimes both of them just want to remain at that vague phase, and other times one doesn't and one wants to. Crazy, right? And other times, both of them do not even know what they are doing. That's sad, really. So this is why I advise people to have clear communication first with themselves and then with their potential partners or spouses or whatever name you want to call them, call significant other, whatever it is. So remember the word that precedes spouse or partner or partners is potential, and I explained why the last time I was here. That's making reference to the what's it called again? I wanted to say the Toku Yaks podcast, not that. I'm making reference to defined relationships. So again, I'm saying if you haven't listened to that one, please go back and listen to it, okay? And this should be centered on what they actually want. You know, speaking about the whole clear communication thing, what they want. Because the failure to do this will undoubtedly lead to what we call a situationship. And isn't this why we have this whole situationship now more than ever? These are terminologies my parents wouldn't understand unless I bring them into this new reality. So just still buttressing, you know, what I said earlier on. Yeah. So don't mind me, by the way. So this whole talking stage thing is used as a sort of predating trial period. Notes the words trial period are coming into the context now, and that is for a reason. And the reason is that it may be successful or unsuccessful, but how would you know which will be successful if you do not try? So back to what I was saying, it is used. So all I'm saying is, you know, try and try, yeah. But don't be stuck, alright? I just needed to, you know, make it balanced. Don't be stuck, please. And hopefully as we go on, we'll talk about that one. So back to what I was saying. It is used as a sort of predating trial period, which some see as an avenue to chill out and enjoy themselves without feeling pressured to start a relationship or get into something serious. So many of us are scared of commitments. When it gets too serious, we run, we hide. It's becoming real. We run, we hide. We'd rather live in that bubble, that imagination that we've created in our heads. It sounds, or it's more real. Eesh. Nah, that's false. That's not. Nah, man, that's false. So, indeed, one shouldn't have to go into something as important as a relationship because of pressure from someone or others. Remember, before I said what I said, I spoke about people not wanting to go into this whole thing because sometimes they feel pressured or something. So that's why some see it as an avenue to just enjoy themselves without feeling pressure to start a relationship. And now I'm saying to you, excuse me, for something as important as a relationship, as a romantic relationship, which could eventually lead to marriage, you shouldn't feel pressure to go in. Yeah, so don't do that. That's a topic on its own. All right, so you shouldn't have to go into something you don't want to go to as important as a relationship because of pressure from someone or others. And the society, should we discuss this tonight? I don't know. The society always has a way of making folks feel pressured, putting folks under pressure. You're this age, and sometimes they say it from a place of love, but the way in which it is passed on, the mode of delivery is something to worry about. Yeah. So there's this pressure. So but anyway, maybe some other time we'll talk about this to bring you guys into that awareness, alright? So, of course, if you don't want to get married, don't want to get into a relationship, that's your choice. And that is one of the fundamental things that God has given every human. So if that's your choice. But for those, now this is what, when this is where I will have a problem. If you know you do not want to get into a relationship, you do not want to settle down, but you are telling her or telling him, I want to settle down, I want to settle down with you, and deep down in your heart you know you do not want to, now you're being wicked. Yeah, I said it. So back to what I was saying anyway. So you shouldn't have to feel pressured, you know, from someone, you know, as to go into a relationship. So while it is true that it is good that we find how the land lies before going or before jumping in, however, at the same time, we must be careful to discern between both, which is when one is genuinely trying to get to know you or just wasting your time. See what I talked about earlier, okay? So I hope you've been following me. So does that mean that if one just sits down or just writes it out, it will somehow, some way become a relationship? Maybe or maybe not. Now, you must remember that this whole talking stage thing is often framed as a sort of pre-dating trial period. Now, I'm repeating myself again. Now, interestingly, something just came into my mind. The word period, if I'm correct, means a length or a portion of time. A length or a portion of time, yeah? What it doesn't mean is a lifetime. So be smart, because we do not have all the time in the world, and thus we are creatures of time, except for those who do not want to make any meaning out of this. But for you who want to make your time count, you must be discerning. Right, so someone told me that the talking stage, yeah, it's all for your permission, by the way, the talking stage was made to replace the, again, the word pressure is coming back, to replace the pressure that comes with being in a relationship with a simple, or should I say a casual expectation. After all, I never promised you anything. You know, have you heard those kinds of statements before? So this explains why a lot want to remain there. Now, to me, it simply means that you do not want to grow up and accept the responsibilities that come with being in a relationship. Now, remember, I said this sometime this year. Now, I can't remember the particular, episode, but I said if you are not ready for responsibilities, then you should be single, because this is how I put it, and it just came back to my mind. There are weights to carry in every relationship, and if you are not ready to carry any weight, please stay on your own. That's the truth. Stay on your own. Now, this is what leads to people getting tired and exhausted. Why? Because they are not just carrying theirs alone, they're carrying yours. There is a part for you to play. We all have parts to play. Take, for instance, football, what the Americans call soccer. If I'm a number nine, playing number nine position, and I neglect my role, and then I go back to play, let's say, four, defensive midfield, who's going to score a goal? Now, my primary job as a striker is to score goals. Yeah, I could come back and help the team, but that's my secondary assignment. That's my secondary assignment. Now, I have to finish my primary assignment first before I go into the secondary one. None of us just skipped primary school and went straight to uni. Never, nobody. Yeah, so back to what I was saying, and we're wrapping up, by the way. In other words, they stay there in this talking stage thing to avoid commitment, since they are getting everything they would get out of a real or serious relationship without the label of being exclusive. Now, that is this whole, there's a word coming to my mind. They hide under the guise of these things, and actually they hide under the guise of these things primarily probably because of fear They don't want to take the responsibility that comes with being in a relationship, but they want the benefits of being in a relationship. What does that even mean anyway? That's confusing to me. So even though they both have feelings, now this is, oh my God, I've seen this happen before. I'm not going to call anybody's name. So even though they both have feelings for each other, they prefer to stay in this ambiguously romantic yet not so official situationship, and this will always lead to heartbreak. Trust me, heart will be broken in the process. So if I may, what do you call that? A lot of us are still asking ourselves what it means or what expectations should we have, and then what should come after? Well, there's this fear of commitment floating around, as I said, you know, when I spoke to guys, girls, people I spoke to. There's this fear. Maybe we'll talk about this next year. Maybe, yeah. God willing, we shall talk about it next year. But in any case, you are also hurting yourself and the other person seeking commitment too. Now you may think, nah. Have you heard those kinds of statements? They sound noble, but to me, nah. How did they put it again? If you can't be disappointed if you don't have any expectations. Now, how can you go through life without having expectations? Does that make sense to you? Now, they just do this because they built this wall in the name of all this ideology so they don't get hurt. Please, what does that even mean? Healing. If getting hurt wasn't a reality, healing too wouldn't be a reality. Now, listen to what I said and do not hear what I did not say. Okay? So, you denying yourself the clarity and honesty that comes from being vulnerable is dangerous. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I'm not saying you should be vulnerable with everybody that comes your way. Again, I'm trying to balance this whole thing. There are wicked people in this world, and my guess is you already know that's, it's not news. If you are above 18, you should know that by now. So this is the end. So I want to leave you with these. What is the talking stage? And should you be in the talking stage with more than one person? Now, if you didn't get anything I said, the purpose of this stage is to have the opportunity to get to know someone before committing to a relationship with them. And the answer to the latter will come in the next episode. I am YAKS. This is the Talk with Yaks podcast. Do me a favor and share. We are on Instagram. What's the handle? Talk with Yaks podcast. And as always, I hope this was helpful and I hope you put them to practice. So I love you guys, and God willing, I will be here next week to continue. Bye. Ciao. Mwah. Thank you for keeping it a day with me on Talk with Yaks this week. Hope to be here next week, same time, same place.